This looking like we now.
You are now.
We now.
Tuned in.
Yeah.
Philly's finest.
Right on.
The flyest.
Trying to get there. It's gonna take a minute.
The old goddess. The old goddess sisters.
Oh yeah.
No, that ain't sound right.
Oh yeah.
But ain't no bad buckle with us. Yeah. We got Deliance.
Yeah. Deliano, I'm in here. I'm trying to do things properly these times, man. I'm still late though. What it's looking like?
Old God. Young T in the building.
Young boy YTRG in the building.
Right on. Break the hammer. I'm excited, man. I can't wait on this. Go ahead and introduce your army, man. Oh, the
man,
killers in here.
God.
Yes, sir.
But,
yes, sir.
Man, that's like my, that's down there like the everyday guy.
You got him?
Yeah, you know, you mean.
Right
you
on.
You know everything that's going on with this shit.
Yeah, what do you like?
My guy, Willie Major in the tuck.
Willie Major, what up, brother?
He an artist too. He lit. Got his shit going on. Right. You feel me?
That's
everything major.
Yeah. What's the movement?
Hell yeah. GOD Entertainment, the movement. You already know what's going
Jeez.
On.
GOD, I see it bright. I see that thing busting. GOD, the movement. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? What does it stand for?
Greatness, opportunity, destiny.
Why not?
Hell yeah.
Can't beat it, bro. Mm-hmm. Perfection. So, black man.
So on the way over here, we was having a discussion about hater. What is a hater?
Excuse me.
What is a hater? Y'all want me to start? Cause I was searching shit. Cause I had envy and jealousy confused. Now envy.
That's different.
Envy could be a good thing. That's wanting something somebody got in a good way. You know, probably happy, but you still wanting. And jealousy is just you mad he got it. So. Okay. I figure a hater is more so jealous than envy because they'll take you out for your shit or something like that.
Depends on how desperate the situation is.
I don't know. I guess, like, I seen somebody say, like, it's cool to be jealous. Like, I seen somebody say that, so I had to, like, dig into it.
If it motivates you.
By that, I'm like,
if it motivates you.
Yeah, it's different. Like, I guess it's different. You mean?
But is it jealousy or is that envy?
Situations.
Because envy can be, is it jealousy or is that envy? Because envy can go in a good way.
That's
like, envy can be
what I'm
on
saying.
That
it depends on the situation. Like, you gotta put a situation on the table, you're not gonna be like, all right, but.
All right, so let's just say, are you an artist? Let's just say your man get a deal before you, $1 million deal. Now, you could be happy for him and still want a deal. That's envy.
No, that's really envy.
That's the definition.
No, it ain't envy. What
is something somebody
if my man
had?
If my man right
you
here,
he could be
if my man get a deal,
still want a deal.
Yeah, if my man get a deal before me personally, like, I be already, like, moving, like, if a motherfucker get on, but, like, it don't really matter, like, it's on genuine shit with me anyway, but if a motherfucker get a deal, like, before me, of course, I'm gonna be working hard to get a deal. I don't mean, like, I envy his shit.
Yeah.
Like, nigga.
It's just you ain't lose your focus.
Yeah, you kick the door in for us, you feel me?
Maybe.
You open the door, depending on who it is, like, the relationship
envy
y'all
like
got.
That guy kind of want that shit.
Yeah, envy is like,
envy
is more like, all right, bet. Like,
I had that shit, boy. It'll be like this. You know what I mean?
Like,
but it don't always got to be in a mean way.
Yeah, so it's kind of like tricky.
Yeah.
It depends on the person, how that person feel inside, like, you feel me? That's how
you
I
ever
think,
get
like,
envious, though? You ever get
like,
that way?
Somebody.
No, you don't got nobody that motivates you that puts you up on that.
No, I got motherfuckers that motivate me, but they don't be on some shit like
you
oh,
want,
I want
that
his,
type
like,
of
I'll
stuff.
I take his shit if I. Oh.
Yeah,
it's like damn, like that's not all right, but I gotta do that shit like that.
Like,
yeah,
yeah,
no,
yeah. No, I feel that.
Like, I'm
that's
in my
mean,
own
that's
world,
best
like
way.
I don't even be on that.
That's the best.
So like,
way
that's why I said it's like different with that shit, like with that envy and shit.
I guess that's the kind of nigga you gotta already be. Right, already gotta be a green type motherfucker that be. You know what I mean? Wishing
I
you had
that.
Other people's shit and all that.
I can see that.
What is it about the rap music that's so attractive? What you think? That make people just want to be rappers? Because people want to be rapper whether they good or bad. They just don't give a fuck.
Attention,
is it the chicken? That's the drug.
Attention.
That's the drug. The attention.
You ain't trying to be the lit nigga coming in the spot.
Yeah.
Jewelry rap. On all the bitches, etc. And you get money off it too? They giving the best checks out right now, right?
Yeah.
You feel me, niggas is on that.
You think the rapper kit'll change?
Who?
The rapper's kit.
Oh,
Or like the jury.
What a rapper look like. Latest what a rapper hell, should I mean, look like.
Nigga, as you can see, it don't matter. You got niggas that walk around, jewelry.
Yeah.
Niggas like J. Cole. Yeah. Even niggas that's going to come up.
Right? Niggas about get that there. Shit. They get there and then they figure out like the jewelry shit is bullshit.
But you can't say that rip, sometimes. That jewelry shit, that shit make you look good sometimes. Depending on the type of artist you
want. No, for like, real. You can't, it do make you look that way. It make you look
successful. It don't matter what successful artist, but I'm saying.
Will it make you look the same as every other rapper?
I mean, of course, but.
In a way, yeah. You know. Definitely.
So what's unique about those artists?
I'm guessing they style because some people.
Man, they don't be knowing.
They getting a rock they star.
They be making shit up.
No, like, because you got some people, they'll get rock star. Like, they'll get chokers. And then some people, they ain't putting a choke on their neck.
Not everybody got a choke.
Stuff like that. But you got a lot of people that was wearing them Jones. Like, it fell off a little bit. But people was wearing that shit.
That's the way they naturally wear chains now. They not the big-ass Jones to the dick no more. They look more like they're fit a lay and not like some basketball shit. Like you need ball shorts and shit to rock that 2003 shit.
AI chain used to come all the fuck down.
Yeah.
But I recently, I was driving, not even recently, yesterday, I'm driving down 11th Street. I seen the fucking buildings empty. That's where it all started at. You want to tell the people a little bit?
Okay, let's go.
From where it all started.
Let's go. Project.
Okay.
Tiff and Cumberland Fed Project.
Okay, Tiff and Cumberland. Yeah, shout out to the Tiff.
And Project Babies.
Right, yeah, now, TNT, shout out to TNT down there. Uh-huh. I
what
fuck
schools,
with TNT
what
down
schools
there.
You went to?
Hartran, fucking PPCC.
Hello.
Those are spots, I ain't gonna lie. Everybody went to Hartran and PPCC if you was in the hood. Real right. Or in high school, like William Penn.
Yeah, I was gonna
we ain't
say
go to William Penn.
It was knocked down already.
No, it was still, it was still up. I ain't gonna lie, my mom wasn't trying to let me go to Penn. She was bitching. I'm like, I'm glad I didn't, though. He went to Roxborough. He was all the way up there.
Penn had the bitch.
Oh, never world.
Oh.
Penn had like two Jets in it, like three everybody different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Shit was up there. Richard Island was over there. Motherfucking, whatamacallit from Bloomsburg.
Probably a little bit
there.
Of Blum was in that joint.
Was over that joint.
Oh, man, that shit was crazy.
Nigga, you better belong somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they knocked the projects down.
Better, yeah, they fucked up when they knocked the
project
down.
We gonna be sick when they knock that
down. I'm thinking they gonna upgrade it. How they doing, what's that, Richard Island? Mm-hmm. They basically just upgrading it.
We still be around, though. You know, everybody's still around for us. So
what y'all want to see happen really in the rap music? What you thinking y'all want to see new happen in the rap music or go away? Like, I'm tired of seeing that part of the game, man. It's,
I ain't gonna lie. I don't even be on that, bro. I ain't. Whatever type shit you on, that's what you want. Like, I fuck with all the music, so I ain't really
tired of
seeing
it. Good.
I want them to stop
the creativity. You're
into
an artist. Like, that's what I be on that, so I really don't. I ain't just stuck in, like, the drill. Like, oh, I'm tired of the drill. Like, I fuck with the music,
okay.
Period. Like, so
right. You went to the visual as well? Like, you get into directing and...
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. You got to get good at everything so you can run your own team, your own circle.
Mm-hmm.
What you think so hard about picking a circle, though? Like, what goes wrong?
Crack communication. Everybody got their own life.
That's
for
big.
Real.
That's big. Communication. That's big. I never heard that answer before.
Especially
you would always
like
hear rats.
Real money
loyalty.
In there. You know how that shit goes.
Yeah.
Like, that don't mean niggas don't really fuck with you genuinely. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But you know how that shit is like.
Mm-hmm.
But
you think if a nigga... See, desperation really make niggas fuck with money. They'll fuck money up if they desperate, if they ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? But you think they ain't like... They ain't square business no more after that, after they fuck with some money. You think they ain't square business no more? Like they ain't straight up and down niggas no more? Or you just think he was just in the situation? He was stuck.
I don't think money can determine something that serious. Because
no.
It's just money.
Niggas kill niggas over money.
Shit.
Yeah. If you let it get there. If you let it get there.
That shit go there. A lot of times. I mean, it's so relevant today that it's a higher price for a hit. $5,000. That's, everybody that's know cheap. You can catch it.
That's body. Cheap for a life. That's cheap for
all
life.
Money is cheap for a life. It don't matter what it that's is.
That's cheap. A 5 bands for a life.
Nigga, $50 billion is cheap for a life.
That's cheap.
Y'all talking about money. Niggas yeah, that's right. Niggas for free.
But if a nigga got an issue with you and he got a check on you, man, he can. Yeah, that's how it can go.
For so like I question ain't gotta about have this.
No kind of problem so with you.
Do y'all feel people can be forced to steal? Like, say if you was, you know, you had your little entourage with you, right?
I know what you're getting to. No, I ain't
no.
Still. I've been around a lot of, like, different type of money, like, I could have stole.
So once you steal, that's like...
Especially it depends on the person. Like what you mean? Like, who is the people?
Fuck with no thief, man. I hate thieves. Mm.
So what's worse than a thief?
A faggot.
Like, as far as who was the people, like,
as far as
if
like,
I'm in there with my gang and all that shit. On that
no,
shit,
I'm saying what's worse than a thief?
A rat,
a child, a nigga that fuck with babies,
molester,
all that shit. What's the point, though?
Just a question. Just a question.
To stir up some shit so them people could be like, click, click, click. It's like,
so would you rather you somebody lie to you or steal from you?
What? Man, don't do none of that shit. Don't come around me with none of that
crazy
shit.
That's a crazy pick. Lie to you or steal from you? I ain't gonna lie.
They both the same people, man.
I mean, no, you can't. I mean,
man, a nigga lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause like, no, you can't really say that. You can't really say that. Cause there's been times like you probably bust a lie to get out of like, far as with a female, but anything
that
like.
The kind
of
lie he told.
That's what I'm about to say. Like, what type of lie?
Cause just a lie.
But like, that's why he comparing like which one. So that's why I'm like, damn, that's hard. Like, cause you might lie. You said lie. What else?
A lie or somebody nigga steal from you.
Nigga gonna steal a lie any fucking way. The nigga that's a thief.
Which one I'd rather have? Or like, what'd you say?
Which one would you rather somebody lie to you or steal from you?
I ain't gonna lie. That lying shit, that should be hurting my soul. Especially when you gonna keep doing it. That's why I'm sorry. I'm like, nah, fuck
real
that.
Shit, though.
You keep lying, it's like, ah.
But if the nigga steal,
Cause you gotta think, if you lie, it turned into the trust, like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm thinking too deep, right?
No, yeah. Really, though.
You
but,
feel me? That's what I'm thinking, too deep, right?
A thief, you can't trust.
A thief is like,
from the rip. A lie is just, and some niggas lie because they just feel like talking, and they want to be the man in a minute.
Some niggas lie because they scared, man.
But a thief.
Yeah. You can say, I'd rather take a lie, but it'd be hurting me. Fuck it. Don't put that in there.
No, I fuck with him on that, though.
Nah, that shit be hurting my soul.
A lie, definitely.
Because I remember because you keep doing it, it's like, fuck, I know you lie. Why you? That should be like burning. A thief be like,
you know he stole it, but. You don't know he stole it yet, so you still try to find out who the fuck.
And even
stole
if you do
shit.
It, in your head, you like, damn, this fucking nigga that stole. Now you just thinking like, oh, I'm just keep shit away from you, certain shit. Like, matter of fact, a lot of shit I'm gonna keep away from you.
He gonna help you.
Now a lot that shit be stuck on your head, like, because now you thinking the other shit. Like, is you lying about this? Like that shit. Nah, fuck that. I take the lie. That shit hurt.
That fucking lie do hurt like a motherfucker, boy. Straight up. Cause when that shit be your turn, you be like, damn, this bitch keep lying. Bitch, I know you lying.
That's the first thing a nigga go to when you say lie, a bitch. Look,
yeah,
niggas ain't even say nothing. He just went right to a bitch.
Yeah. Cause if a nigga lie, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Fuck about no nigga lying, get away from me. But a bitch lying to you about some shit you know already. Like, you know what I'm saying? But and it only get that deep because that's what they ask for. No, they be asking shit, for you man. To keep it G.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then you expecting the same shit. But no, they just asking you to tell it
about that.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying in the whole
yeah,
situation.
Real shit, wow. Bro. That shit crazy. That's yeah. Why I was stuck. Like, I don't know. That's, a
that's
crazy
what I'm
pick.
Saying, man.
But I'll take the lie because I know it's going to happen. Fuck it.
That fucking lie, you be like, oh. This thing I'm crazy. That shit is deep though. What's up though? What is looking like? Ben the Birds won this weekend.
Oh, definitely. Y'all yeah. I saw you pop out. I saw the John.
Yeah,
that one pop you was getting out of there.
We go. Like we ain't even going to. Yo, bro, it was lit off that John, bro. I was in the crib, bro. Man, bro, I'm in the crib. I'm like, man. I'm like, damn, I gotta go out there to Grand Whamming. Mm-hmm. You call them little babes. Ain't nobody coming through yet because that shit, they outside. Shit, I'm, like, street. I'm like, oh, yeah? Okay, well, hold this. Yeah, I'm on my way. Shit, that shit lit out there. I'm like, all right, that's a fire. That shit, the moment I lit my phone up, it shot fired. I was tight. I said, damn.
Shit was up.
Niggas was pulling all type of shit. I said, yeah, I'm
out. Shout out to the fucking birds. What part of the music you like the most? Birds. Like, what part of your music you like doing the most? Is it hooks? Is it writing the bars? Is it getting actually in the studio? Is it fucking with the producers and fucking with the whores that's in there that's just groupieing at that time? Like,
damn.
What part? All of it.
Probably.
The whole process. Philadelphia.
Because I be in the studio, I just go right in. So, like, the whole vibe of it is.
You choose the stew over the block.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's a good decision. You freestyling or you writing too. It? What you doing? You doing it's both?
It's writing in my head, I guess. But I'm really freestyling.
Down on paper. No, I'm scared of that. Scared somebody steal your shit?
No. Only time I probably like piss on like in the notes if I'm like not in the stew and some shit, I'm like, oh no, I gotta put this down. Like,
jot that shit.
Like if it's one of the records, like if I'm making a record, like if I'm on some like, making like go stupid, like all that kind of records.
Yeah.
I was jotting them down like in the notes. That was like, shit, I was just like, let me just put this together. Like,
What got you away from the writing? Did you ever write? Or you always
spit? I was writing, I ain't gonna lie. I was in fucking New York one day and shit. We was at True Studio, me, D. Jones, there was a couple niggas like E. Davies, et cetera. Fucking Jones got on this record and he was rapping and he was like, yo, they was like, who next? Like, like, yo, come on, you gotta go. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I ain't. Like, I'm used to like writing my shit. Like, what the fuck?
Your shit had to be ready to go.
I went in, I just put some shit together I already had, like, in my notes. I just blended a couple shits together and came out. And after that, I was like, oh, nah, this shit ain't gonna happen again. Fuck that.
Who
from here on, I was just
go. The fuck you ever spit for, right? And you gave, and they gave you the stink face. Like, what? He said that? Like, who you ever spit for when they gave you the woo?
I've been spitting for a little minute, so on a come up, I done ran past a couple motherfuckers, like, that been, like, lit far as, like, in the game-wise, like, so I get that up probably every now and then.
I really don't even be spitting for niggas like that.
Be honest, niggas
no,
be
that shit all fine. Niggas like, used to run up and shit and get the spit.
It depends, though. Like,
yeah, man.
Sometimes.
Be up in the
old. Y'all go in.
Music ain't the same no more. Remember the motherfuckers get on the radio? And they wouldn't leave unless they had a freestyle. The motherfuckers put that shit now. Rappers don't be rapping. Them niggas be fly, and that's that. Like, they more like models than rappers. The motherfuckers get on there, say what they gotta say, say a couple you heard me's after it, and then they bouncing. And my style ain't free, I ain't freestyling. It's like, damn, man, y'all fucking the art up, man. Because niggas, yeah, very true.
What's up with that tour life? I know you went on tour one time, or probably more than that.
I've been on tour a couple of times. I haven't been on tour in a minute.
How is that tour life? What was the best part about it?
I ain't gonna lie, probably on stage, to be real.
On stage?
Hell yeah, different cities on stage. That shit was like a pattern. Like, every night, the same shit, to be honest. Like, fucking.
You got a crazy story from it?
Get on the road, drive to a city. Do a fucking pop up, go get dressed, do the show at the party. After the after party, you already know fucking with the hoes. Wake up, that leave next city, the same shit. Hell yeah, you drinking all that liquor, all that party. You drink, but at the same time, you like, man,
this shit this different
life.
Like,
this shit,
that shit wild. Different life. Yeah.
What's the best city?
Philly.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm saying as far as that tour, what city was the littest?
We took out in a lot of cities. That's why we went crazy in a lot of jump, but the A probably.
Damn, Texas, Atlanta. Texas, Houston too. Go crazy.
Houston was winning.
I've been out Houston
Texas
when they was acting crazy.
Shit. The A. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of cities be lit. You won't even think a lot of cities won't be lit until you get there. You're like, oh, all right.
Down south, it's a lot of love down south. Yeah, like Carolina, shit
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's where they come from. They come from that.
I ain't gonna lie, DC. They be having a bitches. DC.
I never been to DC.
That's crazy because DC niggas say that about us. And I be like, where's these hoes?
There's like this one club you going to. That shit was some vibes in that,
though. I'm scared of DC, man. Most of them niggas be trannies.
Yeah.
They say, Mo, how you feel about that Pill Cosby, Shy Glizzy shit?
I think I said that on YouTube. What too. His man was like, Shy Glizzy basically like,
Bill Cosby and bitches.
Shot Glizzy, he
be basically spiking the drinks.
He was spiking the drink probably with the Molly or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but
getting the bitches
I
mean, loose.
I can't say nothing, but them bitches probably with it. I don't know. Because I'd be around some bitches that be probably with that shit. Man, so I don't know how his shit turned out.
No,
his man just came out of nowhere. He was drinking it too, like
you know what makes me mad about that situation? Cardi B did the same shit and nobody cared. She drugged niggas and robbed them.
Yep.
And go on live and talk about this shit all day and nobody say nothing.
Nobody don't care about this man saying that shit either. He just on that tripping.
Nigga in there wasting his fucking breath.
Damn. You know how many bitches that watched that shit and went right out with Shy Glizzy?
Yeah, for sure.
What you talking about?
Yo, groupie is a
different level. Some bitches probably thinking like, damn, I would, like you said, but you know, like,
they trying to get their turn.
Why you talking about this now?
Smutty.
But, hey.
They trying to get their turn to get smutted just so they can have a story. He did me too. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy,
what a
man.
Is a me too bitch.
I don't like that type of shit.
Man.
Because when it comes to the women, they just get off.
That's everything, though.
That's fucked up.
That's everything. That's just life of a nigga. That's just being up. A nigga. They get off on any. We just went through that shit last week. A nigga can't run out this building and scream rape, even if he was raped. The whole ain't nobody doing nothing about it. It's just damn. You all right, bro? That's how much they got for you. But if a bitch scream rape, she will fuck this block up. Especially if niggas feel like she needs protection. Shit, it'll be niggas out there like, y'all niggas out here doing nothing. It's not gonna be the same for no bro. Please, man. Kidding me? Women got thousands of people killed from just he raped me. Nigga, we ain't even see the nigga. We ain't seen no nigga run out the house. We ain't nothing. We just taking your word for it. They got good at it, man. They get fast. They run out, beat their parents. They mom say stay ass in the crib. I'm out. They go fuck that young boy down the street. Get they ass whooped. He raped me.
Do y'all think women got too much power? They controlling the kids, all that shit.
That's a part of the game. It's like,
what we can do about it? We can't do nothing about it. We can flip the game if we stay together. But niggas, we got too much shit out here in these streets to be sticking together.
Hold up. Tell the people a little bit about Up TV. How that started, how it came about, how you come up with the name.
What's Up TV?
Basically, like, before the pandemic started. No, when the pandemic started, I was in the crib, bored as shit, bro. You know, everybody's locked in because of quarantine shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just in the crib on a live. Who the fuck I was on that with? Who the fuck it was? I forget. I think probably Sadie's I was on that with. She just started dancing on that. But we talking shit to each other. Like, she cursing me out, calling me all type of names. I'm calling her all type of names. The views going up. Boom. All right, bet. That's one day. The next day, somebody get on there and start dancing. That's all it took. Mm. Bitches start dancing from there. I said, all right, bet, I'm going to take this. Start doing all the little animated shit, the little funny faces and all the little cash apps and all that bullshit. You know, the money going to bring all the little bitches in anyway. Everybody dancing on live. That's basically how it started.
So what's
TV? Boom.
Is the show coming?
No, I got, nigga, they got some crazy footage, like on some Blueface shit. I had a joint like that. Like I had a joint like bitches in a crib. How many girls was it? But what I had like four or five. I was like one of
like five.
Five in one crib.
You talking OnlyFans content?
Basically, they was doing like nasty shit. Basically, who could do the most nastiest, ratchetest shit? Like
damn,
I'm talking about from whatever you could think about. Ain't no holding back. Like, yeah, no type of shit. Was like. Probably better than Blueface shit because it's raw. It's straight to it. Like, ain't nobody fighting. Ain't nobody doing none of that. They is. They had moments. I had my moments on there too. You feel me? Arguing with bitches, X, Y, Z. You know?
Hey, y'all got a real reality show jumping
basically,
on.
Yeah.
That's some fly ass
shit. And
that
shit kind of killed my shit though.
Yeah.
As far as on the music side.
For real? Like, why? Because now like, they expecting to see just more of that?
No, I'm talking about like on the platforms, like
okay.
YouTube and all that, Instagram. You know, you can't post certain stuff, so I'm flagged on like all the guidelines starting to change now, so yeah, it's like kind of biting me in my ass now, really. Mm. Kind of up too, so like a half and half.
You gotta find the premium platform where like OnlyFans or some shit or something like that, so you can capitalize off that. Cause ain't nobody doing that.
I ain't gonna lie, ain't nobody doing that, bro.
Niggas be trying. I be
watching niggas be stealing, but
what's up with ghostwriting? You do that?
Nah, I would, shit.
You would or was?
I would.
Oh yeah, yeah, no digging.
Ain't got no problem with that shit.
For anybody, or you just got specific people that you would get.
If I could get in the door by making records for motherfuckers without me like actually being signed as an artist, they want to sign me like, nigga, I do that shit.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. All
right. How you connect with Jonesy?
That's Ben,
Jonesy,
bro.
Like a legend.
That's Ben, bro. Like, that's already like gang from neighborhood type shit.
So. Neighborhood type shit?
Yeah, that's bro.
The same with East?
Like, he's been around them, like, since, like, the headshot shit. Like, you feel me? Like, this around when Jonesy and Hattie and them was popping. Like, East wasn't really whamming. Like, but now he the table turned. You know how that shit goes.
Man, D. Jones.
So that's really, like, family shit. They ain't no, like, oh, this is Matt because niggas rapping. That's already been locked in type shit, really.
D. Jones was like a fearless artist back then, like, to me. Because he was the nigga, like, nobody was really hyped to listen to. But he was jumping out there, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting on this joint. I'm rapping against him. I'm battling too. Like, you just got to kill me. But
two
I'm
and
doing.
A half was as hot as John.
And you have to have a...
And they was all deep. And
you gotta have a different kind of motherfucking heart to be a chubby nigga and be dancing. Mm-hmm. Knowing that that's gonna be something that niggas gonna use to go back at you or your man, your crowd, your crew, whatever. And he still made it a thing to come out there and just be.
Niggas doing it now.
And niggas snapping and dancing.
Niggas shaking that shit and.
Yeah, but then before that. Before he came out getting behind Joey like that, niggas was wall playing that shit. Like, you would see ice grills on that joint. Ain't no dancing, ain't no none of that. But they bought that, like, lyrics and fun with it at the same time.
No,
you're
right, though.
I mean, they bought that energy.
They fun with it, like.
Because before that, niggas
entertainment side like that. We gonna rap, but we can still be goofy if we want. And fly. It was like a separation with the headshots and all. Like, Touch Money, the side was more like that grimy, like. We'll come shoot you up. Look. Headshots is more. We fly. We'll shoot you if we want, but we like bitches. We get money.
Party.
You feel me? It was like,
put that shit on. Yeah,
it was like a little separation.
I hit you. I'm going to flip you. I'm the spatula man. Damn. Yo, man. Them niggas was hot as shit back in the day, man. They was young kids. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Because when you talk to a child now, you just hear dumb shit come out their mouth. Like, for somebody to be able to rap that and put those in words like that and play with them words that way. Them young boys was nice. All of them, man. I fuck with all of them. They can come back and do a tour if they want.
Yeah. I listen to them. They can perform all the old shit. Yeah. They ain't got to perform no new shit. They can
just
perform all the old shit.
They can go do a versus with each other. Ooh. And just get it off.
I got another question for you. Is trust more important than love?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I gotta
be able to trust anybody. Can love anybody.
What about as far as music?
Huh?
What about as far as music? That same question go as far as music, though.
What you mean?
What's your question again?
Is trust more important than love
in the music industry? Like, would you trust a nigga more? Is trust in the music industry
the same
more important?
Thing. Still,
no,
like,
hell no.
What you mean?
Hell no, because you ain't dealing with money everywhere.
So what you mean?
Like me and him, I could trust
you,
this.
I don't get what y'all saying.
No, he's asking you, is love better than trust? Like, would you rather have a nigga?
I'd rather I could trust you than you keep saying you love me. I'd rather a lot of trust than love. If that's what y'all saying.
Yeah, because a nigga be in.
Anybody gonna say you love you? Right. I meet girls one night and they tell you, like, I be in a pussy sometimes. I might say, I love you.
Niggas believe it.
So, I mean.
Niggas fall off. They break their pivot.
But in the music, that's just like dumb people. Nigga, of course I'm gonna take your trust. Like, I'm gonna worry about your trust more than your love. That's like you popping the day of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Everybody gonna love you, nigga.
Yeah.
You broke that down nice, man. is
the trust game. That trust game is weird, boy. That game right
there. It's tricky, but I'd rather that. Yeah. I'd rather I could, like, trust you. Like.
See, I don't even know if I could be trusting motherfuckers.
Yeah, that too.
So just love me, man. Just show me some love when you see me. Talk that shit when I'm gone. Go home and be like that nut ass nigga. Yeah.
See, y'all putting it, y'all be switching it. Y'all putting it a different way. If it's that way,
no, it's like, just right, the that, way I'm thinking about
no, that
it.
No, if it's like that way, I'm like, all right, no, I feel you that way too. Like, I'll take that way too. Like,
yeah, that's man, just right, the way I'm thinking of that shit. Like, that's the only other thing, because how you trust a nigga in the industry playing with money? They play with millions of dollars, bro. I can't trust nobody playing with no mills. Because that's life changing money. That's money they'll kill you for. Like, a nigga will bust your ass for that. So it's like, no, nigga.
Let alone that 5 racks.
Yeah. You don't tell me that thing wired. I'm counting it. Let me see. Call the bank. Get that lady on the phone. What's that account? What that thing say? No, he said he sent it. Is it there? How long? What was the time duration? Fuck that. I'm counting every penny that comes through this.
What's so crazy is, people don't check their money like that. Like, people have, like, their bank accounts and shit. I ask people. People don't even check their shit. I check my shit on the daily.
Yeah, for sure.
At least 5-10 times a day.
Like, if they say they getting that PUA in or a refund check, or the, what's the shit that's about to come?
Oh, they on it.
They'll check that bitch every day.
They on it.
They know that thing coming. They'll check something every day.
You gotta be up on your money.
Yeah, you better. Why niggas don't respect they chicken?
They probably don't get it like that. If you don't get it like that, ain't nothing to check.
Respect it.
Oh, you said respect
your
it?
Money. Niggas ain't taught to respect no money, man.
I don't know. It's probably an entitlement thing. You know, people get like first of the month checks or, you know, shit like that. So it comes easy. Mm. When something come easy, it's hard to respect it.
I'm easy and we fucked up. Broke out this joint, cuz out.
We definitely broke out this joint.
And it don't come easy. We double talking.
No, I'm just saying. It's easy to get it though. We got apps. You know, the price of weed went down.
Yo, it
price
always of, fucked me up.
You got social media. So
the price of weed went down. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's up. Figure that out.
Price of weed.
Weed, probably.
Yeah.
Pound like a stack now.
Yeah, that motherfucking bush.
Got some gas.
I mean, it's all types. You got like 1,000 strands, so you going to find some shit. You going to find some shit.
That mean that it ain't no gas. You getting 1,000 of that boiling, that backyard boogie, and you going to get it off because niggas smoke weed anyway. That's what it is. When a nigga just want to smoke something, you could just...
That's why I say
I got Ace
it's,
for
it's so easy to get money, it's hard to respect it. Now,
it's not easy to get money because you got to do weird shit to get it, or illegal shit to get it, which means that you got to take a risk to get it. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would have it. But we all don't have it. It's easy to talk about getting it. They the niggas that burn me up. The 50, all you got to do is niggas.
50-50 because you got bitches that can shake their ass and get a cash.
We ain't bitches, nigga.
You got niggas that can... I'm telling you, you got...
Ain't no nigga shaking his ass and getting no cash. Stop comparing us with these bros.
That's the double like standard. So they get it easy.
Yeah, they can get it easy, yeah. Because it's all about them. A nigga spend everything on them. His check, his whatever it is. Niggas go tricking for the same shit you can just cook a regular bitch for.
I just was saying how I threw... I had a job and I got fired. And I took my last check to Onyx before they closed down. I went home broke. I was mad as
no
shit.
No bonds?
No bonds. Nah.
But
I threw my whole check, man.
I don't
man.
Know how that feels if I threw
up.
A check. I hold my whole check. Nah, I'm breaking
something
up. Time. Like,
time.
I ain't throwing my whole
job. Yeah, probably not the whole, but even if it was a whole, you probably just broke
I threw
your
the
head,
whole
like,
fucking check.
I went home like, damn, I got goofy, I ain't take, damn, I ain't hit nothing. Damn.
That's why I keep my ass out them Jones, man.
But then, I just come back like Mike.
What's your favorite? I know you do the basically, you like the new Uncle Luke. So, what's your favorite strip club or your favorite club?
Wait, that's the kind of music you make? Like,
Bounce that ass music. Yeah, I could. That's basically, it's like a fucking, I'm like a Uncle Lou. No, see, it's like, all right, that's why I really should have asked y'all through the DM, like, do y'all want YTR G or Mr. Up Up or Tay West? So it's like basically, okay, so like that side that you talk about, that he talk about, is like Mr. Up Up. So, okay, so let's talk about Mr. Up Up first.
That's Mr. Nat.
Yeah, him. Okay, that's the loose side. So what kind of hoes you bringing these hoes on stage when y'all do y'all shows? These hoes coming on stage, y'all got these bitches on. I ain't do no crazy stage shit yet. Like that's the only thing. Like all my shit has been like probably videos.
In the club or actually at home, like on the gang or some private shit. All right, fuck it then.
You feel me? Like,
well, then at the crib, do these bitches go through auditions? Is you flying these bitches in like, oh, bitch, you 2 pounds overweight, get back. No, come on up. What's happening here? At the crib,
it be a whole other vibe. Like, ain't no...
Anything coming through? Yeah, I be on my motherfucking meth man shit, really. I be on, they don't tell me. There's no standard. Well, I might have bitches.
BBW
in there, Slim Duncan. You might got a bad bitch in there. You might got a what the fuck in there. You might got ain't no telling what you gonna have in there.
Wendy Williams in the building.
Like, Wendy, that's crazy. I don't think we had a Wendy yet. I don't think we had a Wendy body. I don't know, but you know, we be going to show love to all type of women. To be honest, like
shout out to them, man.
But we really gotta turn up, like dealing with strippers on that tip.
Man, where you trying to go with them hoes? Like, is it a possibility that you gonna get on stage and do some shit, or you like to keep that for the cam? Like, is that?
I do that too, though. I ain't never really think too deep into it like that. Let me come out. Some of the records I might do, it might not be like some of the shows I probably do. Sometimes I might go out the crowd like how I look like, damn, should I bring this Mr. Up Upside out or
yeah,
and like a lot of niggas that's be on some. Right, who you start with?
You feel me? Who usually open the shit? Who you open the tour with?
Oh, on the tour, Mr. Up Up.
Not that you can't open it with Mr. Up. They can't get the nasty from the rip.
No, when I was on tour, I was on like rapper shit. I was on tour with Jones, East, and them, so he was new. That's more like gang violence. Like, you mean, it's more
niggerish.
It'd be bitches there. Don't get it fucked up. Mm-hmm. All his tours be all hoes, be honest, but I was more like rapping, like,
who you fuck with the most though out of your personalities, like whoever you want to switch to be, who would you rather be the most? Mr. Up Up, who was the other guy? Tay West. Fuck with them all, look, from 9 to 12 nigga, I could be the businessman. Who is that? Who's the businessman? Who the nigga you think do the business?
YTRG, that's the rapper, the business, the entertainer. Fuck the lyric shit, I want to get fucked wild for a week, and the last guy, Tay West, is just like, basically, when I get fed the fuck up. like everything that's been bottled up, anything I probably went through, or I seen somebody go through, and I feel like saying it, I'm just saying that shit, fuck it, like I can't take it no fucking more.
That's the frustrated nigga.
Yeah, angry man, fuck that shit, like just start doing the same dumbass shit.
Mm-hmm.
They probably wake up the next day like, damn, I'm in it, but I ain't really beat it.
Man, when the Eagles won, I hope that was Mr. Up Up in that motherfucker. That mean this all Eagles ass just shaking. Oh, the bitch got Eagles. I was on Broad Street, it was a little blended. I was out there on something. I was out there on something.
If y'all want it, y'all keep shaking that ass, it can turn into Mr. Up Up.
Hey, what's some bitch name? But you couldn't even think like that.
Everybody out there with the Pooh Shiesties on.
Yeah, for real. That's why I was moving like,
yeah.
I took that gun off my hip, on my chest. I put that bitch on my chest.
There's a lot of niggas like come out there once the shot fired. Well, right. Oh, yeah, hell yeah, because I want to make sure I can get to this motherfucker.
I hate being in them situations. But outside of the Eagles situation. Did the wrong nigga ever come out at the wrong time? Like, did Mr. Up Up ever come out when it's supposed to be business or some shit? And it just got fucked up. Like, damn. I thought the bitch was throwing some rhythm at me. This bitch was just...
I ain't gonna lie. Mr. Up Up ran a lot of people off. Like, without me even knowing. I'd be like, damn, I swear bitches ain't right. I'd be like...
How you know?
Like, how you be doing? I'd be like, yo, we don't even be like... But they think, like, hey, where I go, it's like, we gonna do some wild shit I was. Yeah. And you record? Nah. I'd be like, damn.
That shit be planned.
But sometimes I be in the zone. Like one time I had the bitches shooting a vid, and I damn near forgot. Like, I was just being, like, I was just in my rap. I wasn't trying to hear nothing. Hey, Shorty looked at me.
Turn
like,
up. What's up?
Yeah, that's what she like. Yeah, this ain't how you, this, you ain't you act like this on Instagram. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get back in the character.
The other nigga came out.
Yeah, my chill side came out. I was all drunk. Like, I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. But I had to feel like I think I get back into that zone.
You got kids? Oh,
damn,
shit.
Damn, you lucky.
The fuck?
You a lucky man.
How you make it? How you make it this far?
Lucky. He lucky. I just said it.
Oh, he must really got a heavy condom.
It was pull-out game crazy.
Boy, heavy pull-out game. That shit is G'd up. Because I can't even... Man.
You're a lucky boy. Let's flip it a little bit. Is purpose more important than family? Like, is you putting your career over your family? Well, you ain't got no family, but you know what I'm saying.
Is I'm putting my career over my family, what you mean?
Basically, is your purpose more important than family?
That's it. That's kind of like, shit. You probably got to break it down like a little bit. Like,
to me,
I
is,
could say,
yeah.
Like,
yo,
I could be like, all right, of course I'm going to chase my dream. What the fuck I got to do? Like, mm-hmm. But like, I ain't on no shit like, yo, you want this?
Wait,
like,
what?
I got to kill your family. Or like, you got to do that. I ain't on that type shit.
Like,
or
would you risk, spending any quality time, whether it's holiday time, whether it's whatever, to be in the studio with you? Yeah, so.
It's like you working. That's like you at work.
That's what he's saying. He picking that hustle over his folks.
That's it. If it got to come a time where I'm feeding my family off, they going to want this shit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. They going to be happy when I pop up at Thanksgiving or X, Y, Z. Because they going to be expecting something if they is. If they is or if they ain't.
Yeah.
It is what it is, love.
Man. That shit go back to that lion shit. With my family lies so fucking much.
Bro, yeah, funny.
My family lies so fucking much, bro. I just, y'all got 10 good minutes with me before I start turning beat red. Like, oh my God, what the fuck? Because I got niggas in my family that lie just to, like, make up a conversation. Like, he don't have anything going on, but it's just too quiet in the room right now. So, yo, I just had a crazy police chase last night, bro. Come on, man. This shit, man. Like, it's one of them all the time. Bro, just come out the blue with a straight. Yeah, no, man, the law, man. This shit crazy, man. These bitches be, it's like, dog, why it got to be a gangster story every single time? It gotta be a story. Why it can't be a normal story? Listen, my kids doing great in school. They great, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's always got to be something you did drastic and it never ended up being true. Never ever ends up being true.
Probably just want that attention.
I know, but what is it about attention that's so addictive?
Just people
thinking you the
wanting
shit.
Wanting to hear you, looking at you, them eyes on you. They want them views.
What is that motherfucker thinking, though? What is he thinking? Like, damn, these people gotta hear my opinion. Is that what they saying?
Basically.
Because niggas is going far with this shit at this point. Niggas is crying on this joint.
Don't take my kids.
And then they writing whole joints, like, right after. So in my head, they just, they going through the whole theatrics crying. And then they stop and text all this shit.
Y'all never understood.
Yeah. How you do that? Nigga, you crying. If you that hurt, how you text all this shit in his phone crying at the same time?
I never understood that.
These niggas be on cue and everything. They know when to cut the joint off and all. It's like, man, this shit done got too far with
shit for the views. It's motherfuckers, like you said, them views drop down to six. They be like, I gotta do some nut shit. That shit is I gotta crazy. Do some nut shit. How you feeling about fake asses? Yeah, it don't matter if it's fake or real.
This uncle, wait, not Uncle Luke. What's this character? What's his name? Up, Mr. Up, Up. That's some questions for him.
Oh, you
say
what?
You a fan of the fake ass, fake titties? Fake or that bodies. Shit gotta be natural?
Nah, I don't really give a fuck about
don't
that.
Don't care?
Really? I hate that.
I ain't a fan, like, but you got it, you got it.
You supporting it?
I ain't big, but I'm like, oh, you got one? Like, mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. That's
you supporting
you
it? Your shorty come to you. You knock a chick up. You fuck her body up. You paying to get that thing right. You supporting it?
I fuck her body up. That's what I'm saying. I ain't make her shit rotty. I fuck her body up.
Yeah,
I did.
If you had a baby and you fucked the body up.
Fuck the body up.
I ain't do it.
They be saying, yo, I need the motherfucker, the fat sucked out, the lipo with the BB. What put
I mean, everybody getting all that shit.
Who they trying to be? Nikki,
Instagram models.
Fan, I guess, but Instagram models. I ain't really a fan of it. But if it was that moment I had to do it. X, Y, and Z. It's like,
let me tell you why I don't fuck with it. Because at the end of the night, when you see them scars, bro, them joints ugly, man. Them scars on them people with and they body is never really put back the same properly all the time. It's always something wrong. They nipple misplaced. So, one might be high, one might be low.
It's
real shit. If you fucked a bitch with a fake body,
I had a fake body. It wasn't like you could tell. Like when I had, it wasn't probably like the best, but it was like I know what you're saying. Like you could tell. Like
it's not regular.
It's like a little hard. But
exactly. Like
that's what I'm saying, it's different it's ones lumpy, though. You got some rocky. That got one that's. I mean, good, like, depending on who they go to.
As long as they got clothes on, they look like professionals. And like, damn, that's a bad body.
Like when they come out that motherfucker.
Come out, that shit, it look crazy. It look crazy. Especially if they titties done, they nipples be hard as shit forever. They nipples never not hard. They just be hard forever. But then when you see the actual titty, you be like, damn, bitch. You went through all that shit to...
not even look right.
Should be crazy. I dealt with my last little joint had a breast reduction, so she ain't getting nothing put in her. She was getting shit taken out, and they had to tattoo her nipple, like part of her nipple, cause it wasn't, it wasn't all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
She went to a bad
She was always Brazil for that thing. I mean, but if I show you the picture with her clothes on, you gonna be like, oh, her body crazy, cause it's the. How clothes is made, and it show the top, but it don't show the nipple. It's gonna show the top of her chest,
The cleavage.
Yeah, so from a looking at it, you gonna be like, damn, that shit look good. But then get her naked, you gonna be like, damn, that's fucked up.
He ain't getting nothing no more.
She gonna
see this, you done.
Well,
Fuck
that bitch. I get that shit.
What you not taking from these females? What's the number one thing you cutting the female off for?
I'm one of these motherfuckers, like, I'm probably cutting you off, like, see, that's why I say that trust shit. Like, you can lie, it might fuck, yeah, you can lie, you can lie, because, man, I might lie or something, but it depends on what lie, you feel me, if it's a lie, like, that I know deep down, like, it's breaking my shit inside, like, you lie, okay, but probably a lie. And yeah, like trust, really.
So if you can't trust a shorty, it's over.
It probably ain't, I ain't gonna lie, it ain't gonna be like full ill, but I know I know how to play it. Like, you feel me? Know how to play that shit for sure.
Nigga, can't do nothing to me at this point. She could lie, whatever.
I just need my girl.
I ain't gonna lie. And you gotta be loyal to me, bitch, because I ain't gonna... Even if you ain't mine, you better be loyal to me some type of way, because if I'm giving you this energy, me personally, if I'm giving you this platform, like, not saying all this, but it's me. Like, nah, bitch, like, I don't give a fuck who you was dealing with for 50 years, bitch. Once you deal with me and we on that level, bitch, I better come before them motherfuckers. You better know I'm worth more than that, or my, that's like, that's how I start line. Mm-hmm. That's how I think. Like,
that's when the eyes come
in. Yeah, they, of course. I mean, that's gonna happen regardless. You but number one. Just, no, fuck that. I know, like, that talk shit ain't nothing. I know who you mean, but you can't really say that either. But that's what I'm talking about.
Can't.
You show me that, it's like, ah, you ain't on that. It's like, all right, bet, I ain't fuck with you on that. I know how I'm gonna fuck with you. Like,
I'm just giving these bitches no energy to that.
I'm a motherfucking genie. I take their fucking soul, put it in a bottle, put that motherfucker on the shelf.
It ever break your heart had to cut one of your homies off? Or did you ever had to cut one of your homies off?
I mean, alright, so break my heart. I know how I am personally, like how I feel like by my niggas, like
it take a lot for, or it take
but yeah. I see like trying to destroy me like on some like oh yeah, fuck out there. I got something for you. Looking like I'm having the best life. I could be in a house, depressed, X, Y, Z, if I am. That nigga just be hating anyway, so he really don't fucking know. Whatever you present.
That fucking camera only just like 30 or 60 seconds of your life. And depending on how many niggas invested in you, they believe that shit. For 30 seconds. Insane.
We coming up to that mark. Let's switch over to business. Any business tips? How you get your shit? Is it investments? Is it flipping? Is it any business game you gotta get of folks?
Nigga, grind, hustle, whatever the fuck you got. Be creative, nigga. Put it on the table and go get it. That's what I be on. Like, whatever so I come up with in my head, if I feel like that's what I'm attacking, that's what I'm attacking. Like, I kind of be all over the place. I be drawing sometimes, but it'd be cool. You know, because I might be thinking about doing this. I might be selling shirts, merchandise. Right. I had fucking Be Creative merch. I had fucking Chick Be Creative treats. They selling big treats. I was thinking all type of shit.
Right.
Everything.
So basically, products, merchandise. That's your little niche.
Yourself. Yeah, you the product.
You ever put some shit down in the studio and then it left a gap before you just brung in random niggas and that shit wound up being some shit? Okay. Like a random homie that you ain't even know had a talent and he got on it. Yo, man, I need somebody to put some shit down on this joint, a hook or something. Dress this motherfucker up. And then the nigga like, yo, I spit. Nigga, you don't rap, man. Nigga like, no, I actually got some shit. And he come off and have some shit. It's been somebody.
Shit, how I feel
it. Yeah, I was about to say.
Because I don't rap.
He kind of like on the hook before.
Shit out there. Yeah, it's called that. She in her feelings.
He said that shit popping too. That's probably like in the hood.
What was you singing on that pop?
Damn, like a little melody.
Melody joint.
Like a little melody joint.
Okay. They did the Ja Rule 04, 03.
Damn, there, yep.
I got the
hair. Everybody else probably.
No, that was my era. I got the hair.
Everybody else rap, really. So I'd be like, all right. If I didn't, like you said, if I didn't know you, probably was like one person I probably didn't know. I was like, hey. But I met him through like my man, Ronnie, all right, and shit. Some nigga, like his homie from the A. I think his name Kev. He on the record with us like two of them. He was sliding on that and all that.
This your homie with the hidden talent, then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Whenever, I guess. Whenever,
got the hidden talent. Yeah. Fuck else you know I do? You a writer too?
Nah, I ain't no writer.
Damn.
Be trying to do everything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of something, something. So, in his camp, where you going to place yourself? You going to be like an A&R? You going to be the motherfucker that search for talent?
He asked me the same question.
That question right there?
Damn.
That's the question right there that... That's one of the like the big arguments probably indicate with everybody.
Yeah, I ain't
like,
figured it out. Yeah,
you know, motherfuckers see this right now when they hear this, they gonna laugh when they see this part. We're like, they gonna wait to hear what you're
saying. I be doing so much, so they ask me that question, so I don't know.
That's a hot spot.
Whatever, yeah, I mean, whatever need to be done, I try to do it.
Yeah, he basically that. Okay. No title, really. Like.
That sound like so a manager.
Yeah,
or
I was gonna
like
say
that.
It sound like assistant.
I get in the video. I play a role in the video.
Like
you
said, like it's like a.
I get on the track. You know
if I need
him
to be assistant, hey, boo, we need. You want to be assistant? Yo, boo, I might need to get here on a ride to me.
Damn, jack of all trades. Then that mean he got okay. Then that mean when it come to bringing Morin on the team, he gonna be able to put people where they need to be because he know where everything work and make a run the cash register. He know how everything work. No,
that's I'm trying to get him to understand how you just said that. Like how you just said that.
No,
he's been around.
That's real shit, right?
He don't know that he know everything. How everything work.
Damn.
You know how to say how that
yeah,
shit
no,
go.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, you've been around so long with you, man. You know how to
that's a skill. That's a real skill. And that's dope that they at least recognize that you know how to do that shit, man. Because that's what I'm bad at. I'm bad at recognizing who can do what. You know what I'm saying? I'm terrible at putting people in pocket. I just know how to do the business. I know how to structure a business and help you get on it and get started. But once they come together to put in teams, man, I ain't put a proper team yet. I ain't put together a proper team yet. It don't matter what the fuck, but I could, it could be washing windows and I still can't put the team together that's going to actually drive through the joint. That's going to push through it. You know
that's everybody's problem, though. We'll come up.
But they all want it. They all want the money. It's like we don't try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas ain't trying to grind. They just want money to fall in their lap, like, huh? Right there. That's because of YouTube. We watch too much of that shit, and we watch too much niggas that's already there, like that's already getting that money, that's already successful, and that shit make us want to get that shit tomorrow, and it don't come like that.
Yeah, shit. Let's switch over to a lot of gun violence all over America. You can't even say in the city, all over America. And, you know, artists having a hard time believing they're not as big as they really are as far as, like, PNB Rock, Pop Smoke, Young Dolph. How do you feel about having security and what's some of the ways you try to stay on point? So you can stay out here, you know, have a long, lifty career.
Yeah, my man Mandy always be talking about this, having back and forth. He be saying, like, you need security. I'll be like, I understand. But anything happen, like, it be this moments, like, for real. Like, to be honest, like, all that shit, certain people that got, like, jammed up, got killed, all that shit was moments, really. Like,
right.
I'm pretty sure Pop Smoke would have moved with security. But, nigga, if you leaving a fucking half-hour sun, you going home a little bit, you with your home, you ain't thinking about security, especially if y'all street niggas that carry guns or whatever y'all do, you ain't really on that. Probably just depend on where you at. People like to take off shit. Niggas like, why you only got security? Why the fuck would
security?
It's a different
been
story.
Able to do nothing for takeoff. That shit.
You got,
just...
but either you got you a street nigga like you come into a street environment. It's different from like going to the fucking VMAs or whatever. The case. Of course you're gonna have security. You're a fucking star. You're gonna look good as well. But you going to a fucking bowling alley. You ain't walking in there with security because you got street niggas in there. That's like, man, what the fuck you coming with security? Nigga, you're a street nigga. You ain't wearing, you like, nigga, you got our own guns. Like, yeah, like, so.
It's supposed to be a comfort. It depends. You in the block.
Really depends. How are you feeling?
But shit. That nigga is not from LA. Okay, yeah, I need security. You heard me?
That was just like a moment.
I need security.
Yeah, LA ain't
it was
no
a bad
joke.
Moment, I guess.
From LA. And it, niggas it really keep was. Trying to jam me out there.
Oh, yeah,
so it's not even it. Like this the first episode. This is an episode that keep reoccurring.
If I really think about it, bro, that's as I ask you this, I already know what you're going to say. That's still your prime example. Right. So if you was PNB Rock, what you would have done? You would have woke up with your girl and she said, let's go out to eat. You would have called for security?
No, you would have called the homie. With me already. Like, I ain't calling security.
No, you talking from a nigga that's standing here, sitting here. You
but that's
PNB.
Where you asking me from. You ain't asking me
you
in the
so
situation.
You tell him,
I'm calling what? The nigga. It's not. I'm not calling the nigga. He going to be with me from the crib. When I leave the crib, wherever we going
so
in the city, I'm not from.
Security next to you. Like, if you was something, you'd have security next to you. Like, yo, sleeping down there near me, like, or nearby, outside waiting for me and my girl to make every move we want in the city.
No. What I'm saying to you is... I know we get ready to go somewhere. See what I'm saying? I'm not from here. So
he
when we get ready to step, I'm not
there.
From here. And if you got anybody that ever been to LA and know how it go, you know how it go.
Yeah,
fuck living there.
Some shit happened, but
fuck living there. You got to be from that shit. If you ain't from that shit, they gonna let you know you. Yeah, I lived in. Yeah, I lived there. I know what's going on there. I've been checked in and all that. I went through shit there and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly how I go there.
I don't know. I guess it's like different. Like
it'll be delivered there. If we in the street, Ben, go get that. You sit down and you stand on this car with that gun out. With the gun out. Like, fuck, ain't no tuck in or nothing. Had that puppy out and ready to roll.
Every time I pay him, right, I feel you, man.
And that nigga got some. I'm walking around in a suit.
We gonna step up in those spots.
I'm walking around in a suit. I'm not in $500,000.
Best car in the world. Nigga, you pulling in. Nigga, you ain't. It just be moments like shit just happened. Like, you. Man. Nigga, trust me.
But that's how he was, though.
Man, yeah, like, he wasn't moving around on that. He was just moving by himself, like, with his family. So I was like,
yeah, that shit cost him. We gotta stop doing that crazy. That's crazy, bro. You got an M on your neck.
That's like
saying, you gotta watch
this. That's like saying, you're not human.
Yeah, bro, that's basically what I'll be trying to tell niggas. Like, that's basically saying, like, you gotta. I understand what y'all trying to say, but it's like, dumb down your light for these hating ass niggas.
Yeah, we not gonna.
Well, like, I'm not doing super, that.
I mean, you don't have to, like, but just know what come with
that. Yeah, and like, you acting like you talking about a Drake. Like, it's PNB Rock.
But see,
like,
the thing about it is the marketing and the promo, it gives people the illusion of you super up. You get what I'm saying?
That's cool, too. Everybody gonna look like that.
Or don't wear all that fucking jewelry.
Yeah, you definitely had, like, 20 chains on, all that.
Target.
Probably had the Rafe outside the joint.
He was in a caddy truck. That's
it. That nigga was hitting.
Yeah, that nigga seen it. Yeah, that's Texas gangster.
Right there, that's fool.
Nigga, you with your bitch, what you gonna do, regular shit? You gonna do what he did. I ain't copping out. Sense, bro. All that shit be pride, bro. You,
it wasn't those gangsters that ran down on him. It was a pop and his son and his stepmom.
You gonna test that. What? And if he got his strap, you gonna, what, nigga, I ain't. You in front of my bitch and, oh, come on, bro. Mm-hmm. You know how that shit go. Especially if you, this ain't happened once. This shit over and over with you at this point. So, like, it's bad, wrong nigga, nigga. This time is, you mean, we gonna let off some fire about this shit. Like, and it just went wrong, I guess. Like, but the security part, you want security, get it. Like me, I get it, shit. But it might be a time if I'm at my mom's crib and we want to go to the store. It might just be, I just want to go to the store real quick. It ain't going to be,
different,
hey, security, man. Come over here and take me and my mom to the store. We be waiting. Nigga, it ain't, you feel me? It be different situations, bro. It be, niggas don't be always thinking, like, I understand what you're trying to say, like.
But if I'm from Philly and I'm in Texas.
But motherfucker, I ain't Michael Jackson.
I'm living in Texas. I'm not from Texas. If I'm going to Murderworth to go to whatever that, what's that red and white joint is? Look like a Chubby's or whatever it is. Niggas know what Murderworth is and Fort Worth.
I ain't gonna lie, all right.
I'm from Philly. I don't give a fuck how long I was living out here. If I'm going somewhere that I know is up, I'm taking a killer with me, man. I'm taking a killer with me.
Not Philly.
I'm doing what you that. Saying. He ain't gotta be. He don't gotta be special ops.
What if you was
but
already
yo, out? That's what we said. We're not saying that. Of course, nigga. That's
what if they was already out?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not moving until you get here. That's what I'm saying. No, we not making no moves. I don't give a fuck how long it's going to take.
I feel you. It sounds
good. I mean, you got too many people dying from not having it. Security. So we can't keep, making these same decisions.
That's anywhere, though.
Like, if I'm in the city,
it's like that. Every artist, it's like that. Every artist right now,
anywhere.
Every artist right now supposed to be. My prime example with Dolph shit. Like, he ain't thinking of that. He go there all the time, even though he probably know he got a little beef going on, whatever
the
case may be.
Dolph was going through.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I ain't there, so I'm just going off whatever I hear, whatever he got going on out there. But he probably wasn't thinking that. It was niggas with him. To be honest, he just got hit. They shot back too, as you see on vid or whatever. Let this be moments, bro. How many times he done went to that store? It could have happened. What security probably?
Store. I think he had like one bull who was security.
He had two guys with him. They shot back. One of the guys got hit.
And it was your time to go, my nigga. But you ain't just anything go possible. Out there. Like, you ain't take no non-precautions. Now, I'm not saying that. Listen, man, if it's your time to go, it ain't nothing nobody could do, whether you got security or not.
I'm about to say the same shit. It don't matter if you
that don't mean that every situation is your time. So take a shot at giving your life a shot. If you in the city, then, man, you should know what's up in your city. I know that, all right, look, and at these years, we went through something down Francisville. I know that's a no-go. I know I ain't going down. What's the point? I don't give a fuck what food, restaurant, but whatever. There's no reason for me to be down there. I already know the outcome of this. I know I'm either going to jail or...
You're talking from beef. You comparing two different situations.
No, I'm not.
You comparing a nigga that's just with his girl with no beef at all.
No, that's not LA. True. He's
beefing with Philadelphia. Nigga, he's in a whole other world.
He was getting tried in that city.
Bro, that's he randomly. Spoke on it. That's not beef, nigga. That's randomly shit. Matter. What are you talking about? Then, beef is, then, like you just said, you compared yourself to whatever block you just said. That's your beef. You like, nah, I ain't going through there because we had problems. That's not him going crazy, to fucking bro. Roscoe's like, nah, I ain't going through there. I got beef. Nigga, I don't got beef. I'm going. I'm just an attractive motherfucker to the world. And I just ran into the wrong person at the wrong time. I don't got beef with this nigga and his dad. He just know who I am.
No, I'm an artist and I got beef with the world. Nigga, the whole world is trying to jam me because I'm an artist.
You can't say that because there probably was a million niggas that walked up on them. That's what you got to think. Let's go both ways, bro.
Yeah, but I'm not approaching it like that, nigga. I got to find out you a fan first.
You don't know who a like fan, bro.
That's my point. I'm going to find out first when you get up. It takes
the
moment,
my nigga. What the fuck? There been people walked up on me before, and I'm thinking, damn, they on some little gangster shit. Nigga walked up like, hey, yo, bro, I fuck with your rap shit, bro. Keep that shit. I'll be like, damn, I thought it was about to be, I don't know this nigga, but he could have whipped out when he walked up. And he put his hand up. You never know. You feel me? All the times niggas, I know, bro. I be around so niggas go through it, bro.
I know, but I'm not no. That's because the suit. That's
why ain't
losing thought. When niggas see the suit, they think that you sit in the corner of in a closet somewhere. Because he said, I'm going out. Like, I don't sit in the closet. I'm outside every day. I'm outside in, like, real places. Stop staring at me. You know I'm outside in real places.
Cool, bro. What's the point?
So I'm saying I'm speaking from an experience. I'm not speaking from hypothetical.
And that's why I was talking from experience. I put myself in situations, too. I just told you.
All right.
Anything can happen, though.
Okay, cool.
Next, so why you ain't got security? So you ain't nobody?
Because I can't afford them.
Nigga, yes, you could. Nigga, this nigga's out here working.
Tell me I can afford them. I can't. I can't afford the guys that I know will go.
That's what I was saying.
Even if you could, niggas get popped with security. I done seen niggas security. I done seen niggas pull up.
No, I'm just saying, period. Why don't I have
no, not you. No, I ain't worried about your pot, none of that. I'm just saying, if you feel like that way about security, I'm saying, me personally, if you think you ain't nobody, then walk around with no security. But how you want it, and you saying you out here like that, you need security then. So get security.
But I can't just get security. That's like telling somebody, just move because you don't like your neighborhood. Well, I don't have the circumstances to do that right now. Like, right, I can't just get security.
Money. All right, we talking about that then. All right, I ain't talking about that.
Right. Had security, that tab is for real. That should not cheap.
That should be both ways, bro.
We ain't saying like he was up, y'all. Everybody know his contract is sad.
He got.
Shit, when he died, everybody heard about what really was going on.
That's what I'm saying. When he died, it was like, damn, he really ain't had no bread for real. He was doing that shit on the wing. They was in the apartment.
So how much you think security would be?
Security is a tab. If you get security,
you talking about special ops? Or you just talking?
That's what I'm saying to you. That's why when you saying you can't afford it, I ain't thinking like. I'm talking about you now, and I ain't talking about PNB Rock or none of that status. I'm talking about you personally. Nigga, I know a million people that do security jobs that be out here with the badge and all that.
Yeah,
suit that
that's what I'm
full
saying.
Full of the 150s, 175 X1s. That's why I said, why you feel like you don't feel like that?
I got a whole true breed company. These guys is street niggas that I know will go. They do security.
But they do security, though.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can't afford them niggas right now. I can't afford them today.
Right.
I can't. My daughter here was $150. Mm-hmm. No, I just paid rent and a car note. I can't do it right now. I don't have it. I got to take a chance with my gun today.
Man, you heard what you're saying, right?
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not in L.A. I'm not in a place that the whole hood. No, it do matter.
You can walk out this bitch chance. Right now, and a nigga could come. If this by me, I could have posted this on my John, and a nigga just probably want to see what's going on and want to pull up. Anything could happen, bro. I ain't here with no security. I'm here with regular niggas. We can't get to the Johns. And they hit us, now what? Niggas gonna be like, Wante wasn't there with security. No, he was there with bugging them. They niggas be having their junk. It's the same shit, bro. We just really ain't, not. We just on you different levels. What you mean?
The same.
What do you mean? I'm looking at myself like, nigga, I'm that. So it
no,
is the
I'm
same
not
with me.
Saying that you're not that. I'm just saying that it's different circumstances. Like, this guy is not somewhere where he lives. He's not there just because he, I meant not live.
So you gotta, be somewhere you from to move like that, basically what you're saying.
I think it's smart if you're going to be moving around in a place that you're not from, that got a culture that you don't know shit about. I think it's smart to get something that
I understand what you're saying, but I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying rocking them shit was just a moment. Like, I'm pretty sure if he wanted security, but then one of them situations you just driving. I know. Let's just get something to eat, all right. Let's get something to eat. All right, hold on, babe. Hey, yo, bro, meet us here. We about to, I understand. It sound good to do, but
no,
you dealing with a nigga.
I'm saying,
you dealing with a nigga.
He's saying he going to be riding, and wherever he land, it's like, yo, nigga, meet us. What I'm saying is, before we leave the crib, he going to be at the crib. He probably going to be in the car and back at me.
Fucking...
He needed his nigga. You said he needed his niggas with him.
He needs somebody.
No, I feel you, but you niggas ain't sleeping up on the ass all day. Everybody, that's what I'm saying. Yo. Everybody is in this position. We thinking too deeply because
bro,
we're
time
not
would
in
we
the
go
positions,
out to eat?
Bro.
What time would we go out to eat? What time would you wake up to go out to eat? This really not a hard situation.
Daytime. Out L.A., daytime.
Say we going to lunch at 12, 1
o'clock. Y'all just saying that because y'all think y'all know the fucking culture, bro. I've been out there too, bro. Niggas wasn't picking no times to go to these places, bro. Niggas was just going.
I'm saying,
niggas just going. Shit just happened.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. The reason I asked him to pick a time for lunch is we're going to wake up. That don't mean that the security is there when I wake up. Mm-hmm. What you do? All right, we getting dressed. We get ready to go. All right, yo, my man, meet me at the crib.
That's if it's
before
that's
planned,
if you
though.
We you
but
go
that's
off
why I'm saying
things.
Is because
like,
he like
if
you ain't gonna go planning. And then call a nigga. No,
man,
I don't have
if
to
you
go and call the nigga.
If you already in a mood, bro, that's look like from what they was going through. Like they was in a, already in motion. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if they was home like you're saying, he would have did what you saying, dude.
That's what I that's but what you saying, asking me right. What would you have done? I'm saying before I leave to go anywhere, right. I'd have been like, bro. Meet me at the
so basically, all right.
Like before right, we
no,
came
no, no.
Here,
cool,
where
cool.
Did you?
No,
meet
no, 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 cool, 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 cool. That's I'm glad fine. You said that. So basically, what you're telling me is, your whole fucking life, every day you want to be shadowed. That's basically what you're gonna say.
Oh.
Every move you take, you got to call somebody because you feel like you're in this position. Right or wrong?
No, wrong. But
that's
no,
that's wrong.
No, I'm just saying that.
I know,
as far as
I'm asking them.
You somebody, you got to.
Yeah, if you saying it like
that's
that.
What you, that's what you're if you saying it like that, that's basically what
you're
saying.
When your lady wake up, boom, we'll be doing
whatever.
That's planning.
We going to the
so,
mall?
Look,
okay. Yo, hey, John, I need y'all here. At 10 o'clock, we going to the mall.
But if you just on a whim, y'all just get up in your role.
Oh, yeah.
As an artist, and I know I'm not a name like that, I'm not just going. I'm not going.
Leave is different.
Mm-hmm. No, so of course, everybody gonna want to move like
so
that, but that should be different, bro. It'd be,
both
like I said, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
course,
yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
I want to move like that.
Right.
Shit. No, bro,
if
move
I
ahead.
I got it.
Like, I try to do it now
I'm
without being
shower,
in that position.
Yo.
Like,
mm-hmm.
With this, with homies, fuck a security.
Right.
Like, bro, I know you got your joint, but I'm got, yo, BB, like he's saying, but.
Somebody.
Like, but that's why I'm saying. If at moments where I said, oh, we were sure to, all right, and ain't call that homie, and I just went. And
mm-hmm.
That moment could have been, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I normally won't do that, but the moment's like you ain't really thinking that deep. I know you did it, bro. Plenty of times. That's why I'm really going back and forth with him, because I know you ain't moving that perfect, or you if you was in them shoes.
No, but I ain't got that
like,
type money either, and I'm not in L.A.
Nigga, you in Philadelphia? Fuck L.A., you in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I know Philly. I know this city, man.
And they got the.
Bro,
I ain't gonna lie. I pulled up to a Jack in a Box, and a Mexican. He pulled up. He scooped me out, like Mexican. So I know that
what,
shit
LA?
Crazy in L.A.
Yeah, for sure.
He pulled up, scoped me out.
Yeah, they know who ain't from there.
Like,
they know body.
They
know.
Fuck off. It could have been
I'm
over
from,
like
and
that.
I know where I'm
but
from.
He was over there for like, what, 7 years? 7, 8 years?
Yeah. But
at this point, you a regular to the point you probably becoming a normal face to a point, like you saying, people will see you, so you probably will want security, but... Like, if you out there all them years,
we was
there
Fridays, a nigga was grilling me. I was on it from the rip. I seen him from the rip. Just this past Friday when the nigga was in my mitt, I'm on it from the door because I know the Fridays. You see what I'm saying?
That don't mean nothing.
Yes,
bro.
It do. You're I know exactly making... where to look. I know exactly where to go. If something's on, if something is up, I know exactly how to get around that building.
That's your body. That's
what if somebody that's
because I know the building. That's the building, reason bro. I'm here. So you can I know the
building
city.
Don't mean nothing, bro. You can know this building. Nigga get smoked in this
like
bitch.
Like the back of my
hand. Shit happened. All right.
This is a great conversation.
Yo, it's final it's thoughts. Going in a circle.
We gotta wrap up. No, y'all both right.
No, right yeah, now we no y'all now we saying he's not right. Cause anything can happen, bro. I don't give a fuck.
No, that's what
you've
been saying all day. But that's it. Listen, probably if it's your time to go, you're going to die, whether you got basically security or whatever. Right, but I'm saying, give yourself a shot. You don't know that if you go in there, you don't know that tonight is going to be your night.
Yeah. You gotta give yourself.
That's
a shot.
What I'm
you
saying.
Got the resources to do it.
That's what he got. I'm not the nigga. He got the resources to do that. He does. He had the resources to get that
how do
back.
How do we know that, though? Just because he got the same God.
Chain.
Like
sell one
years?
Of them chains. Sell that shit, man. Sell
that's
one
I'm saying.
Of them
niggas
chains.
Is thinking off of how they will move.
No, because if you ain't had the resources, that mean that you going through something right then. If you don't have the resources for something like that, security is not that much where you will be cracked.
That's why. That's why I'm basically trying to tell you that it's not about probably the money. It was just a moment, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure
well,
this can't be
rock,
bro.
Well, it had to be a moment because that's fucking, what happened.
He could get
but
a security
I'm saying,
guard.
If you ask me, okay, so you just taking security everywhere you go, then I got to tell you, no. But if I'm moving like this, yeah, I would move. I would have somebody with me. It don't got to be a Navy SEAL, but it can be you. Yo, bro, what's up? What you
bro,
doing?
I feel
you
I
busy?
I agree 100%.
All right, bet. Then meet me over here, man. You ain't got to drive in my car or nothing. You could be in a car in the back. That's all I'm saying. But in my city, no, you ain't going to be just, no. Because you know where the fuck to go.
And that'll be the worst times.
Know where to go.
You know exactly where to go at. And so do the other nigga. Bow.
Well, we ain't together. We ain't, if he could go, you know where to go. That don't mean I'm going to your area.
Nigga.
And but that's, yeah, it don't matter.
Nigga, you go to the gas station. Like, you know where to go. Nah, I'm going to go to this Wawa. That joint on 17th Street so crazy.
What are y'all saying?
Time out. Listen, I'm about to tell you right now. That joint on 17th Street, they get busy over there. I'm going to go to the joint on 20th. It's more safe over there. Yeah, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to chill.
Next
thing you know.
He right there.
Oh, a nigga thinking like you. I'm going to go over here to 20th too.
Nigga,
I'm just using a block, nigga.
Nigga, I'm just not going in that. I'm not. But that's how you putting it. That don't mean that's how I'm going to move.
No, you don't got
just because you like won't go up the joint two up the street.
We just using
the
two numbers. I could have used North Philly and West
practice.
Philly if it's like that, nigga.
All
I could have used South.
But a nigga not going to skip one gas station in West to go all the way to North.
You know what we trying to say.
You don't know that.
Nigga, yes, nigga.
Oh, my stars in heaven. Okay,
right,
y'all won.
And though, you don't know that.
Well, we got to give them a final.
Don't go all the way up West. Go to the fucking gas station.
I know business. I'd be like, nah, I ain't going to that gas station. Go to one far. I'm like, how you coming to this dumbass gas station?
I'm going far as shit.
I'm going up
you don't know who the fuck you gonna run into. I done ran into a lot of niggas at the gas station, and I just stayed in the car. I was like, damn, this nigga go to this gas station right here?
That's what you gonna run into him anywhere.
I ain't got this no nigga, beef that I know.
I done seen niggas at work and be like, damn, this nigga work dead? They got all they ski masks and everything, but I know a nigga from their eyes. Damn, this nigga work at that job? Ain't nobody catching that. Work for the fucking post office, FedEx. Niggas can catch you at work. She just driving down the street. Trash nigga and all that. Nigga got rocked at the trash.
We going off of both. Reality of both sides. Hell, he just going off of what he know he been through. Like, nigga, I ain't doing that shit. No, we talking about this out, flat out.
I don't understand.
Like,
I mean, I started by saying if it's your time to die, this what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's what y'all
said. Yeah.
But you also put yourself like
yeah, you put yourself.
Because he said, okay, you taking security everywhere. Hold on, let me tell you how I will move.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I will move. First of all, if I'm in my city, I'm moving like this because I recognize my city. I know where Broad Street at. I know where this at. I know where that. I know how to get around my city. Yeah. If I'm moving in another, if I'm not from Texas, I'm not from there. But I know Fort Worth, Texas is up. I'm not just going anywhere. Naked. I don't give a fuck. I'm taking somebody with
so
me.
So you saying you and right. You will go somewhere naked? And
yeah, because I know how to move around in this
but
city.
What if you bump into somebody? What if
then it's on.
That?
We figure it out when we get
there. If you don't got beef, fuck if you got beef.
Different.
I'm talking about this. A random
Rock
nigga got a random
Philadelphia,
day.
He's not in Philadelphia. He's in a neighborhood that everybody in the world, the world.
Been there for 7 years.
Yeah,
going down right now in Philadelphia.
But listen, he's been there for 7 years. It's niggas that born and raised in that city that say don't go there. They don't go there.
But they be saying,
nigga, that's like when Rock come home. Rock know not to go certain places, but he's going to go because he might be with his homie. Where? Come on, if he in Philly. He might know not to go. Nigga, like, come on, where? Bro. Come back in. Where? Nigga, y'all know what's going on in the streets. Nigga, I'm not getting into all that because I ain't got nothing to do with all that. But he know not to go.
Rock going in this city. Rock going to get jumped at the most, man. He ain't going to get put down in this city.
No, he didn't even know what was going on.
Niggas like,
that's why I say I'm not getting into that because they ain't got nothing to do with me.
Listen,
but
everybody know, man.
Can we get a good
so how many times a gun was pulled on him and he was whopped on here?
Fuck that.
Oh, Rock?
And he wasn't, he don't even be here, bro.
How
it's probably
time. Because every time I seen him, he got rolled on. Every time.
Nigga, that was that one fucking video everybody
seen.
No,
it's not no video.
And even if it was that, even if it was that, we are in Philly, bro. It ain't really, ain't no fucking paparazzi here catching. Ain't no real worldwide shit. He's doing shit that's hood shit that ain't being seen far as to the world. Like, that shit, nigga, that's to the world shit, nigga. You ain't know about them robberies until you got on Academics and said, I've been trying to get robbed. Niggas try to rob me. Nobody never knew that until he got on Academics and let you know that.
He got on his own joint, his own live, and said,
you ain't know it, though.
What does that mean? What are you getting at with that?
My whole point. No, nobody don't know what the fuck going on with him. Everybody thinking it was cool. He been out there. Like you saying he was out here? It's a lot of shit that happened with PNB Rock out here that nobody don't know about. In our head, he probably was out here busting guns like he's saying. I don't know shit about the guy. I never heard he did this. I never heard he did that. But he probably did, bro.
I don't get what you... I don't get it.
What you mean? You don't get it? I'm breaking it right down to you.
He basically saying that it's a lot of shit that probably ain't hit the public ears.
You keep saying... Basically, you said...
But what did he have
to do? Because you said he in Philly, nothing happened to him. Nigga, how the fuck you know?
Who's what? Because
how do you
when you get in LA, when he's in LA, he tell you what's happening, do we not?
Nigga, he live in LA, bro.
He lived in this city. When he lived in this city, you knew what was going on. Did you not? What's the difference? Did he not
what
get on?
What you know what was going on from him, what he told you in the city?
What did he talk about in the city?
I'm asking you.
Whatever beefs that he approached in the city, he spoke on them the same way when he spoke
the same
on
beef that
niggas in
that's
LA.
On out here, bro, we don't know.
It don't matter if everybody's speaking on him or not. What I'm saying is, you don't know nothing until he say it. That's what he just said, right?
My point.
Okay, so when he get on live in Philadelphia or wherever he at,
in your head, he spoke on everything he ever did.
No,
on
bro, so you don't. You nobody ever speaks on. What are we talking? All right, in the show.
Making no sense.
I don't get it. I don't get
final
it.
Final thoughts.
Confusing your goddamn self.
Any promos? Really anything? Any upcoming projects?
We dropping singles. What the fuck? He just made me forget. He talking all this crazy shit. It made me forget the goddamn records. Time ticking out.
I seen the artwork up for that. It dropped.
That's on all platforms.
So the visual coming.
Video coming soon. I got some shit coming for Valentine's Day for the ladies. Yeah, I got some shit. That's a whole nother vibe, though. And I got some shit probably drop before that called Black and Blue. It's a vibe, too. But really, we just dropping singles, to be honest.
Any features?
I ain't got no, like, projects coming. I'm trying to work on a few. That's what I'm doing, like, this whole year is trying to build with motherfuckers. Like, I ain't really do a lot of features, like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm working on this year, connecting with niggas.
Any upcoming performances? They can come out, pop out, see you perform?
I'm trying to put my own shit together right now. Like a YTRG and Friends type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to put one of them together. So that's what we got in the works, too. Tapping into that.
Definitely. And we out.
Gang. Let's get back to the debate off camera.
I wanted to talk about the carjacking shit a little bit. Man, that shit getting out of hand.
That shit
is
stupid. That shit come full circle, though, didn't it? That carjacking shit?
Yeah, that shit did.
Shit right back.
That shit, I ain't gonna lie, that shit crazy, though.
But I think it's even crazier, though, now, though.
With the carjacking shit.
They hitting old ladies.
I don't give a fuck.
There's no respect with that shit at all. Before, it was just... Nigga, give me this car. Give me this old school.
They found the hack with the Kias and the Hyundais.
It's crazy.
So now you got basically hide your car. You got to hide this shit now.
Get rid of that motherfucker.
Or don't buy no Kia.
Or Kia or a Honda. What is Honda or Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Hyundai, yeah, because they make the same.
With the USB drones, don't get no joint that your younger can take with that shit. A club ain't going to work.
They can take your shit while you in that bitch. That's why you just came out of the gas.
Yeah, a couple joints got stole with kids in it. A joint got stole with a baby, and I still ain't hear shit about her getting her baby back.
She did.
She got
I ain't gonna lie, that's deep.
That shit got stolen.
Fake the will with the baby and it's wild.
My ex-girl. Oh, that's like that happened to my ex-girl from before. She went to a Wawa. Tried to run in the store real quick, get a juice, come back out. Somebody jumped right in her shit, walked right past it. Chick walked past it, jumped in her shit, took the fuck off.
Dang.
Well, her youngie in the car though. But she stopped and let
that shit make it worse.
Still took the wheel though.
I said that. I was did that. Shit. Don't take the kid. Like, you about to stop, let the kid out. Like, fuck it. But now this shit about to turn into something else when you take the kid.
Amber Alert. Amber Alert go right up.
Shit
get
shut down. Everything
gonna
get shut down.
Everything get shut down when the Amber Alert shit
go off. Mm-hmm. This shit getting crazy out this show, man.
Damn, that was a good one though, man.
That was a good one. I ain't know it was that much passion around that security shit.
Just think that's good.
Bro, it's just understanding. Yeah. It's not, it ain't passion. It's just being, it's trying to understand what the fuck people is talking about. Because we just wind up saying the same shit. If he's saying anything to be circumstantial, then I'm saying if it's your time to go, it's going to go. So they're the same things. That's the same thing.
Basically.
Right. But I'm saying we don't know when we're going to go. So you don't know that even if this time that situation going to happen, that this would be the time that you roll. So give yourself a chance to protect yourself. You might get the fuck out of there. You might not. But don't just go. Don't just be like, fuck it. Like, because then you ain't got no shot at all. And you can get more than just you smoke. You got your girl out there and whoever the fuck else you got with you. Mm-hmm. You don't know what type. Don't be trying to damn
I
bitch.
I feel you, but that's why I'm saying all moments, though.
I seen some shit. Give
me times, bro. I'm
his
trying
girl
to
girl said he ain't even had no life insurance. So it's like,
what situation y'all talking about?
PNB Reezy.
No, but that's crazy. He ain't had no life insurance. So it was up to the family to come up with the bread to bury him. And that's fucked up. He could at least.
Security.
No will.
So you talking about life insurance and y'all two talking about.
But it's the same shit.
No, he just randomly bought it.
Because he been talking about security. And he left that burden on the
but
family.
But that's how Ben is. He going to come from Bluetooth with some shit. Ain't nobody was talking about life insurance.
Y'all argument was on some different.
Basically, our argument was like, basically, like,
security.
He should use security. Like, he should have took security.
At that status, in that environment.
Basically, he's saying that. I agree with what he's saying. But I'm basically saying, like, nigga, it's reality, too. Like, it be moments. Like, you ain't really moving, like, thinking like that. Like, it's, nigga, we about to go in this restaurant, eat. I know I'm PNB Rock, of course.
I mean, that's just.
But nigga, I'm a black fucking young human.
These
dogs
like,
coming out, bro.
That's a slip up, though. Like,
yeah, like that's a bad moment. Yeah, I know where I'm on that. There's gonna be times I'm gonna be popping up shit.
No, definitely.
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 I'm with niggas right now. We're trying to get this shit.